Yeah, g'day, it's Jed Fawcett from Adelaide River. During the dry season, I go out and we do a bit of contract buffalo catching, bull catching. When I get a chance, I like to tune into the ABC Country Hour.
Now, the free trade agreement between Australia and Indonesia, it kicks into gear this weekend and we'll see tariffs reduced and import permits guaranteed for a range of agricultural products. The FTA, it's been touted as a big win for Aussie farmers, but what opportunities has it unlocked for Indonesia? Researcher Ashley Vines has been taking a look at this, in particular, the opportunities for Indonesian companies to invest in agricultural industries in the north of Australia. I had a chat to Ashley to learn more about his report.
Yes, yeah, so we've had the free trade agreement coming in on the 5th, and I noticed that a lot of the discussion and dialogue surrounding the free trade agreement was on export opportunities for Australian agribusiness. But there hasn't been much discussion about Indonesian investment in emerging agricultural industries, and there's a number in Northern Australia. And I wanted to create this long-term dialogue around Indonesian investment and look at opportunities in the long term that's of mutual benefit.
What are the opportunities, do you think?
I think there's a number in the long term. There's exciting things going on with cotton in the territory, as you know, Matt, and I think there's a lot of research and development in different spaces. What I did with my research is I aligned current research and development in Northern Australia with key Indonesian import demands. So obviously I just mentioned cotton, but soybean could be an opportunity. Fresh fruit and vegetables will be a huge opportunity for Australian exporters, because that market's just continually increasing in Indonesia. There's vegetables, there's a variety of different niche products such as aquaculture as well that could hit the growing middle-class population in Indonesia, and of course beef and live cattle as well.
So looking at what Indonesia wants and what can be produced in the north of Australia.
Yeah, exactly, and aligning them and looking at what would be of mutual benefit for Indonesian investment, as well as stimulating the growth of emerging agricultural industries in the territory.
So in your research, did you get a sense of what could stimulate Indonesian investment in Northern Australian ag?
Well, I think this free trade agreement is something that is, you know, in stimulates investor confidence from Indonesia's perspective. If Indonesians invest in Australian agriculture, they're subject to the same import restrictions that Australian agribusiness is subject to if they export back to Indonesia. And there's also improved investment regulations with the ISEPA agreement. There's going to be an investor-state dispute settlement mechanism, and these are the types of things that improve investor confidence moving forward. And I think that they are the things that those types of regulatory boundaries are what gets large-scale companies looking at a region like Australia. So really ISEPA does create the framework for mutual benefit and also for increased Indonesian investment.
You've spent a lot of the report looking at the opportunities to invest in cotton in particular. Is that an industry that you feel there is investor interest from the Indonesian end?
I looked at cotton because it's a great news story. I know that you've talked about it a lot on the Country Hour, and Indonesia, I'm not sure, will necessarily be a key investor in cotton, but I was more using cotton as an example of the benefits of foreign investment in northern agriculture, and kind of framing it as if there is foreign investment in cotton from China with Kimberley Agricultural Investments in the Auto Irrigation District. I know that Vietnam's looking more at the space now with their their purchase of three large cattle stations in the territory and bordering WA. And it's kind of looking, okay, these companies are seeing opportunities in Northern Australia. Could Indonesia also look at opportunities? For instance, could they do a similar thing with soybeans as China have been investing in with cotton? And I think that in terms of cotton, they could be an investor. It's probably I'd think that they're more likely to invest in something like horticultural as well, given the huge import demands that fresh fruit is going to see moving into Indonesia into the future. They're changing consumption patterns over there is substantial, and they're going to be looking at more of those fresh, readily available products. Cotton, yeah, it could be one, but I think there are other opportunities as well.
In the past, we've seen some Indonesian investment in the northern cattle industry, but that's really sort of it. Why do you think we haven't seen much Indonesian investment in northern ag?
I think that Indonesia invest a lot in their own agriculture. It's a large portion of their budget is investing in primary production in their own country, and they'll continue to do that. I think there's a lot of focus around self-sufficiency within Indonesia, and that means that investing externally in agriculture hasn't necessarily happened yet. But as Indonesia's economy continues to grow, their food demand continues to grow, I think that they probably might look to external investment opportunities into the future.
If you're tuning in, this is the Country Hour, and we're speaking to Ashley Vines, who has been researching the opportunities for Indonesian companies to invest in emerging agricultural industries in the north of Australia. Is it easy to explain your key findings, Ash?
Yes and no, Matt. I think foreign investment's always a tricky topic. My findings, I suppose, it's not an easy thing to be also explaining to Indonesia that investing in these emerging industries is incredibly high risk, but there still are opportunities. So I wanted to stress in my findings that these are long-term opportunities. I don't envisage there to be Indonesian investment, at least in the short term, necessarily. There could be, but I kind of view it as a long-term opportunity. Indonesia growing at a considerable pace, their economy. COVID might change that obviously a bit, but they're, you know, tipped to be definitely the fourth largest economy by 2050, and their investment capacity is continually increasing. And I think investing in high-risk agricultural industries in the north and emerging industries could be something that they do look at to get some agricultural supply moving into their markets in the long term.
Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Ashley Vines from the University of Melbourne. His report is called Old Friends, New Possibilities, Indonesian Investment in Northern Australian Agriculture.